You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, hello and welcome to another edition of Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio. 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with your job provider, get onto our website at ruwu.org.au. There you will find information on your rights. And if not, fill out our advocacy inquiry form, which you will also find on our website. And don't forget, the union phone line is still down, so please don't try to call us. When the lines are up again, though, you will hear it first right here on this show, Breadline. Now, here's a story by Dan Holmes, writing for The Mandarin. Commonwealth Ombudsman Ian Anderson has launched an investigation into potentially illegal welfare payment cancellations. The Australian Council of Social Services referred the cancellation of about 1,000 income support payments to the Ombudsman in December. This is the second time the government has been accused of illegally cancelling payments since RoboDebt. The reason, in this case, is suspected misunderstanding of the targeted compliance framework, known here on in as the TCF. In a statement, Ian Anderson said Services Australia and the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations would be investigated, noting these matters and the potential impact of the TCF on highly vulnerable people. My office will be examining the TCF to consider if cancellation decisions are being made and implemented in a manner that is lawful, fair and reasonable, he said. The Department of Employment and Workplace Relations has also reported to me about reviews it is carrying out or commissioning on how the TCF has been operating. Given the parliamentary inquiry has previously examined and delivered recommendations to overhaul the TCF, my office will not seek to duplicate the inquiry. We also do not intend to duplicate the department's own reviews, although we will monitor these. The TCF lays out the warning, demerit and punishment system used to compel most welfare recipients to look for work or study. Failure to meet these mutual obligations leads to warnings and eventual payment cancellation. The TCF has been in place since 2018, but mutual obligations have been a bipartisan endeavour since their introduction by then Prime Minister Paul Keating as reciprocal obligations in the early 90s. The TCF changed when Workforce Australia was created in 2022. This opens some new pathways for people to meet their mutual obligations through new combinations of activities. It also gave secretaries the discretion to consider someone's personal circumstances before cancelling payments. In effect, the secretary can prevent the cancellation of payments to people in financial stress. But reporting by the Saturday paper suggests the Department of Education, Workplace and Relations was unclear about what this meant for internal processes. Anderson said he was announcing the investigation because he believed it was in the public interest. My office conducts its investigations in private and I generally do not make a public statement in the absence of a formal report, he said. However, in the current circumstances, I believe it is in the public interest to share my plan to investigate this matter. I will further report once our investigation is completed.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
While the Commonwealth Ombudsman's attempts to investigate illegal welfare payment cancellations during robo-debt were severely hampered by the Department of Human Services, Anderson may be better equipped than his predecessor. A Senate committee recommended increasing the Ombudsman's powers on Monday. Well, that would have been last Monday. The proposed bill includes a statutory duty for agencies to assist Ombudsman investigations and a clarification to the extent of their entry powers.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au. Anika Legal at www.anikalegal.com or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, news just in from the Australian Council of Social Service, ACOS. ACOS is demanding an overhaul of the income support compliance system following shocking revelations that at least 10 people have died after being wrongfully cut off from vital payments. We have known for years that payment suspensions and cancellation have extremely harmful impacts on people, including homelessness, relationship breakdown and destitution, said ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie. Revelations today that at least 10 people have died after having their income support payments wrongfully cut off are shocking, devastating, and demand an immediate response from the federal government. It sure does. The targeted compliance framework that cuts off people's payments must be urgently stopped and overhauled. In November, it was revealed that around 1,000 income support payments may have been illegally cancelled in the period between April 2022 and July 2024. A previous computer failure that wrongfully cut people off from income support was reportedly discovered by the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations in 2020, but no action was taken for more than 3 years. Following an ACOS complaint, the Commonwealth Ombudsman is now investigating serious issues with the targeted compliance framework, with a focus on whether income support cancellations are being made in a way that is lawful, reasonable, and fair. The system has been plagued by errors in recent years, including previous instances of confirmed illegal payment cancellations and large-scale IT problems, leading to confusion and distress for people affected. Since its introduction in 2018, ACOS has consistently opposed the targeted compliance framework and formally warned successive ministers about the serious harm it causes, urging the payment suspensions to be stopped. Every 3 months, 240,000 people, over a third of people in Workforce Australia, have their payments suspended. The TCF must be urgently removed to prevent further harm to people on low incomes, said Dr. Goldie. Yeah, well, that's for sure. All right, yeah, that's pretty bad when people start dying from... I know I've had my payments cancelled a couple of times, and, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it really hits you. Anyway, all right, well, we've come to the end of another Breadline show. You're listening to Breadline. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.